Hi, and welcome to Apple Accessibility Episode 10, Making Your Mac Easier to Use with VoiceOver. The following demo presented by David Woodbridge was done on behalf of Vision Australia as part of the Adaptive Technology Podcast series for Apple products. At the end of the demo, we'll do our two tips as usual. Enjoy.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this session, I'd like to show you what I do to my Apple Mac just to make it a little bit easier to use with VoiceOver. There's two things I do with the Finder, two things in System Preferences, one thing in Safari, and one final thing for VoiceOver. So let's go to my desktop first by doing Shift-V-O-D for desktop. And of course, our VoiceOver V-O commands are Control and Option held down together. So Shift-V-O-D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, volume.
Now let me just open my Macintosh hard drive up by doing V-O spacebar.
Open Finder, Macintosh HD, list view, table, no selection.
Now that's currently in a list view. Sometimes you'll actually find a Mac is this way. I'm just going to do Command 1.
As image browser, list.
Okay, so it's a way to actually force your browser view to be in list view, which is preferable for VoiceOver users, you just do command number 2.
As list view, table, no selection.
And then you find. I find this is the case when I insert a CD or somebody else's USB stick. Most of the time, it's not in list view. It defaults to the standard view, I guess, for the Mac. And I just press command 2 to put it in the view that I'd like to use it in VoiceOver. So that's that bit. That's number 1. The second one in the Finder. Let's go back to the desktop with Shift-V-O-D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD.
Now, since I opened that window up, I'm just going to close that other window by just doing close all windows on the Mac by just doing Option Command W.
Close all.
Okay, now let's go into System Preferences with Command Comma.
Preferences. Now in Window, Preference.
And what I want to do is go to the top of the window with Shift-V-O Home.
Toolbar.
Let's interact with the toolbar with Shift-V-O down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 4 items. General. Selected button.
And general's already checked. If it wasn't checked, we would press V-O spacebar to check it. Let's come out of tools with V-O shift up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
V-O right arrow.
Show these items on the desktop. Hard disks. Check checkbox.
And I like to have that checked on because then it shows the Macintosh hard drive on my desktop, which is a really good orientation point for when you return to the desktop with the V-O Shift-D command. Okay, that's it for the Finder. Let's close this window with Command W.
Close window. Now in Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, so the next two options are actually in System Preferences keyboard. So let's go to the Apple menu by doing V-O M.
Menu bar, Apple.
Pull that down with V-O down arrow.
Apple menu, 11 items.
Let's keep doing V-O down arrow till we get to System Preferences.
About this Mac, software update, Mac OS X System Preferences, ellipsis.
V-O spacebar to select.
System Preferences, System Preferences, Window, System Preferences, Toolbar.
Press Tab.
Leaving Toolbar, Accounts, button.
And I'm on the list of icons. I'm just going to press K for keyboard.
Keyboard, button.
V-O spacebar to select.
Press, keyboard, button. Window, keyboard, toolbar.
Okay, let's go to the keyboard tab first. Let's do V-O right arrow.
Keyboard tab 1 of 2.
V-O spacebar to select.
Press keyboard tab 1 of 2.
Now, rather than going through the whole dialog box, I actually like to use my item chooser menu to get to an option. So I'm going to press V-O I for item chooser menu.
Item chooser menu, 36 items.
Now, we want to change the way our function keys operate, so I'm just going to type in F-U-N for function.
Want one item, use all F1, F2, etc. Keys as standard function keys, check checkbox.
Yeah, spacebar to move to it.
Use all F1, F2, etc. Keys as standard function keys, check checkbox.
And as you can tell, mine's already checked. If you don't have this checked and you try and do any of the V-O function key commands with VoiceOver, you've got to hold down your FN key to make the keys work, which on a full-size keyboard is a bit of a stretch. It's okay on a MacBook keyboard, but on a desktop keyboard, not advisable. It's a bit hard to reach. So that's the way that you get your function keys to work with VoiceOver. If you want to use the hardware function keys themselves as such. You just hold down the function key and press one of the function keys then. So hold down FN, for example, and press F12 for volume up, FN F11 for volume down, and God forbid, FN F10 to mute sound. And of course, it's FN F10 again to unmute the sound. Okay, that's it for the keyboard panel of the keyboard pane. Let me go to the top of this screen again with Shift VO Home.
Toolbar.
Now this time I want to get to keyboard shortcuts. I'm going to press VO right arrow.
Keyboard. Selected tab 1 of 2. Keyboard shortcuts tab 2 of 2.
Yes, spacebar, select that tab.
Press keyboard shortcuts tab 2 of 2.
Now this time we want to actually get to the option that controls how the tab key actually works. So the item chooser menu again with VOI.
Item chooser menu, 67 items.
And let's type in FUL for full.
One item, full keyboard access. In windows and dialogues, press tab to move keyboard focus between.
So let's press VO spacebar to move that spot on the screen.
Full keyboard access. In windows and dialogues, press.
Now there's two radio buttons here. Let's move to the first one by doing VO right arrow to get to it.
Text boxes and lists only, radio button 1 of 2.
That's the first one, and the second one, which I've selected.
All controls, selected radio button 2 of 2.
It's all controls. So what happens on that one is that when that's selected, and if it wasn't selected, I would just press VO spacebar, of course, is when you're in dialog boxes, when you press the tab key, it actually reads out all the controls in the dialog box. And then all you have to do is just press VO spacebar on the option you want in the dialog box. Very, very nice. So that's it for system preferences. Let's close that down by doing Command W.
Close. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Okay, and now for Safari. So let's go into Safari. It's on my dock, so I'm going to go to VOD for dock.
Mac dock.
Okay, and I'm going to type in SA for Safari.
Safari, 3 of 34.
VO spacebar to select Safari.
Finder. Desktop. Safari. Window. HTTP. /www.apple.
Shut my speech up with the control key. Now let's go into Safari preferences by doing command comma.
Preferences.
And we want to get to the toolbar at the top of the screen, so I do Shift VO home.
Toolbar.
Let's interact with that by doing Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with toolbar.
And I want to get to the advanced button, which is at the bottom of the screen. In the toolbar options, so I'm going to press Shift VO N to get to the bottom of the current toolbar screen, if you like.
Advanced selected button.
And that's already selected. Now that wasn't selected, I could just press VO spacebar to select it. Now let's interact with the toolbar with Shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And what I want to get to now is how Safari uses the tab key. So we've changed the tab key operation as the way it works on the Mac itself. Now I'm changing it the way it works in Safari, the web browser. So let's do VOI for item chooser menu.
Item chooser menu, 24 items.
And let's type in TA for tab.
3 items, tabs, button.
And VO down arrow.
Option tab highlights all items except links.
And VO down arrow again.
Press tab to highlight each item on a web page. Checkbox.
That's the one we want, so press VO spacebar to put it on the screen.
Press tab to highlight each item on a web page. Checkbox.
And again, if that wasn't already selected, we would press VO spacebar to select it. What happens on a web page when that is selected is that when you press tab on a web page, you will go to all controls on the web page. So you'll get to links, edit boxes, etc. Very, very nice. So rather than having to use option tab to actually make it work or pressing your VO keys all the time, you can just press tab to go through it or shift tab to go backwards through the items on the page. So let me close down Safari. We're finished with Safari, so Command Q to quit.
Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD.
And the last thing I always change is the way that VoiceOver actually treats the focus on a screen when you return to it. So that'll become clearer when we go into it. So let me go into VoiceOver Utility by pressing VOF8, since my function keys are set to software control.
Opening VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility. Window. VoiceOver Utility. Utility Categories.
Okay, let's interact with the categories by doing Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with Utility Category.
Okay, I want to get down to Navigation, so I'm going to just press N for Navigation.
Navigation.
Shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with utility category.
And VO right arrow.
Initial position of voiceover cursor.
Okay, initial position of voiceover cursor, and we go to the right again.
Keyboard focused item, initial position of voiceover cursor, pop-up button.
Now that's currently keyboard focused item, which is what I've chosen. The default option is, let me go into it with VO spacebar.
Menu, two items, check mark, keyboard focused item, first item in window.
Is first item in window. Now, what happens is, if that item is selected, which is by default, when you've got two documents open, for example, in TextEdit, and you're working on each document, what will happen is when you switch focus between each document, the voiceover cursor goes to the top of the window. It doesn't stay where you're actually editing. So what I do is I like to have the first option, which is
check mark, keyboard focused item.
Keyboard focused item. So wherever the actual keyboard is focused in either document as such, that's where you'll end up when you switch screens. So it's much, much more efficient. Of course, some people don't like it like that, but I certainly like to return to the spot where I left off when I switch windows. Let me press Escape to come out of this option.
Closing menu.
And we'll now press Command Q to create a voice utility.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD.
And that's the end of the session. If you've got any other questions about any other accessibility options to do with Apple Macs, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
And now time for our two tips. Tip 1. Did you know you can make the cursor tracking in VoiceOver act the same as a Windows screen reader? To do this, 1. Bring up the VoiceOver utility. 2. Choose the verbosity category. 3. Choose the text tab. 4. In moving the cursor option, choose speak text to the right of the cursor. 5. Quit VoiceOver utility. Tip 2. With VoiceOver running, if you have been listening to an audio app on your iOS device such as the iPod application, and you are now using another app such as Mail, if you want to start listening to your iPod app again while still in Mail, a two-finger double tap on the status line will stop the iPod playing. Remember, you can always email the folks at accessibility@apple.com for assistance or visit the official Apple Accessibility webpage at http://www.apple.com/accessibility. For any feedback concerning these podcasts, you can contact David by the following options. Email him at davidw9@tpgtangopapagolf.com.au. Follow him on Twitter at dwoodbridge, that is D as in David and Woodbridge, all one word. Access his blog, news interests, and assistive technology bookmark sites at http://www.samobile.net/users/dwoodbr, or access this podcast website at http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com, standard access, http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com/mobile, mobile access. This concludes episode 10, Making Your Mac Easier to Use with VoiceOver, of the Apple Accessibility Podcast.